Welcome to the Purpose in Life podcast. I am your host, Pastor Christine Desiree. I'm so excited that you joined in today. Today we are continuing on our series, God Has Forgiven You. God Has Forgiven You. And today I'm going to give you two thoughts that I want you to think about, two things I want you to know when it comes to the forgiveness that God has given, that Christ has given you. See, the enemy tries to come back and he tries to bring our sins back in our face. He is always coming and reminding us of what we did yesterday and what we did in the past. That's Satan's job. That's what he's going to do. But I want to arm you with some things that you can believe and hold on to so you can know that you can know that you know that you know that you have been forgiven. So number one, God's nature is to forgive. God's nature is to forgive. I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember when the old folks would tell us that God was out to get us. And it seems as if every sermon that was preached was about how God was going to get us. It was a God going to get you sermon. After a while, you realize, wait a minute. Well, this person did something 20 years ago, or this person is in sin, and how come God is not getting them? How come they're getting away with that? As we grew up, we kind of thought, well, is that really true? But Generation X, we grew up scared of God. We grew up with a serious fear of God. I would say an unhealthy fear of God. But now the pendulum has swung the other way completely. We have gotten so far away from the fear of God, okay, that our kids don't have any fear of God at all. This generation, this new generation, they don't have any fear of God at all. So it takes balance. We need to be somewhere in the middle. We need to know that God's nature is to forgive. At the same time, we don't play with God either. Okay, so God's nature is to forgive, but don't play with God either. God will not be mocked. Paul in Romans says that just because grace abounds, just because we have been given grace, do we have an excuse to sin? And he says, no, just because we have grace, that is not an excuse to sin, but God's heart, okay, and his character is, and his nature is to forgive. These verses that I read last week, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the podcast before that, please go and listen to that so you will hear the full scripture. But those verses that I read yesterday tell us that God is merciful, God is gracious, and God is slow to anger. God is full of steadfast love and faithfulness, and he keeps his covenant with those that he loves and those who obey his commands. So God is a covenant-keeping God, and he keeps his covenant with us. So that verse that I read in Exodus is an assurance that he forgives our sins when we repent and ask for forgiveness. So it doesn't matter whether you have been in deep sin. It doesn't matter the type of sin, the kind of sin. It doesn't matter if you were in sexual sin, if you were in pornography, if you were lying or stealing or committed adultery. And these are some of the big ones that I'm naming. It doesn't matter. God has forgiven you. Your sins have been forgiven by God. When you go on in that passage in verse 7b, part B, it says that he will not let the guilty go unpunished. Their sin affects not only them, it says it affects their children and their grandchildren. So yes, there is an element of God that we need to fear, that God is terrible, that God will judge, God will discipline. Yes, God has that attribute. He has those qualities, but his nature and his character is to forgive. Number two. In 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So the second thing I want you to know is God's forgiveness is available for all sin. God's forgiveness is available to you for every sin that you have committed. This means that no matter what sin you have committed, no matter what you have done in your past, whatever, no matter what you did yesterday, no matter what you did 10 years ago, God is always willing to forgive you. He's there to forgive you. Once you sincerely repent, and that's the key, to confess, to make a confession and repent, and are determined to make things right with God, God's forgiveness is available. And God's forgiveness is not based on your worthiness. Absolutely not. It's not based on how good you are. His forgiveness is not based on how clean you are. Our righteousness is as filthy as rags, the Bible tells us. But his forgiveness is based on one thing, on his love, and it's also based on his mercy. It's based on the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for you. You can always count on God's forgiveness once you turn back to him in repentance. You must repent. So God's forgiveness is available for any sin. So today I said to us that God's nature is to forgive, and God's forgiveness is always available for all sin. Thank you for joining me on this podcast episode today. You can go to PastorChristineDesiree.com for more information about me and this podcast ministry. You can like and follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Pastor Christine Desiree. Also, we do have a local church now in the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. You are welcome to join us and to visit us. We would love to see you in person. And if you want more information about our local ministry, you can go to TriumphCityChurch.com. That's TriumphCityChurch.com.